the words we just sang for the song before communion. Somehow, I am welcomed to a place where angels fear to tread. Somehow, we are able to be welcomed to a place where even angels themselves would be scared to go. I'm going to come back to that. But I was born in Jackson, Michigan. My parents were at a training facility there, training to be missionaries. So I was born right into an environment where basically everyone around me was focused on equipping themselves to share the gospel with people around the world. I heard the gospel many times as a young kid. My parents finished the training. We went into deputation or pre-field ministry, going around to churches. I heard the gospel there. I was in so many different Sunday school classes. One day, when I was about 5 years old, I went to a five-day club. And there was the volunteers there, shared the gospel, I'm sure, but I don't remember it. It didn't impact me at all. God had not opened my heart to see the truth that he had for me yet. But they asked me if I wanted to pray a prayer, and there's this guy that wanted to be my friend, and I thought that was cool. So I went away in a corner with one of the volunteers and prayed a prayer. They thought I got saved. I thought I got a new friend. Turns out we were both wrong. I was still a sinner. And my sin meant that I could not be accepted by a holy God. It wasn't because I was five that I didn't understand the gospel. It was just because God had not shined the light of the knowledge of his glory into my heart. So I couldn't. Okay, but getting saved is not something you do, like getting groceries. Okay? Getting saved is something you become, like getting wet. Once you become wet, it's all over you, okay? So eventually we made it to the mission field soon after that, and I don't remember the exact moment I was saved, but it was a specific moment in my life. I don't remember when it was, but there was a moment I understood that I was a sinner who could not be accepted by God because God is holy, because he is the standard of what is right and wrong, and I failed to meet that standard. He could not accept me, not now, not ever, unless something changed. And I understood at some point that Jesus took my sin onto himself. He credited my sin to himself, and he credited me with his righteousness. He took my sin to the cross and paid the penalty for that so that he could give me his righteousness. I understand now that God accepts me because he sees me as having Christ's righteousness. And so we're told by the writer of the book of Hebrews, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we have obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And like we sang a few minutes ago, that's not even something that the angels have. They can't come boldly to the throne of grace. You see, getting saved is not just about going to heaven someday. Getting saved is not just about something that will happen to you in the future. Getting saved changes now. Changes your life now. Because now, once God has placed Christ's righteousness on you, God can have a relationship with you now. God can accept you now. You are his child now, today. So the fact that you are saved changes the way things are for you now. And that was a specific moment in my life as a little kid. I do remember when I was about 7, just being struck by that thought. How awesome that is. I remember I was playing outside. I came in to get a drink. I don't know why I remember that part of my day, but on that day I was just very thankful that God had made me his child and made me accepted in his son.